Welcome back to our coverage of the Tulip Time Quality Car Wash Volks Parade on 99.7 1450 WHTC. I'm Gary Stevens, and I am at this moment at the Holidaria Arts Council building, where the 19 finalists for the First Bloom competition, which is the official poster and the symbol for the 2025 Tulip Time Festival, was competing. 19 finalists did not get the overall award, but they were in what is called the Viewer's Choice Awards, as patrons to the Arts Council during the festival voted on which work they liked the most. And today, announcing the winner, Lorma Freestone of the Council said that Heather Persch, with her Gertrude's Garden Acrylic on Fabric, a combination of fabric pieces on the tulip leaves with a fabric background in the back and fabric leaves as well. Heather is with us now. Congratulations on the honor. Before we talk a little bit about it, first of all, your thoughts about being named the People's Choice winner.
I'm just so shocked. I'm excited, and I just can't believe I won today. Very fun. So
now, tell us a little bit about this work here. As you say, Gertrude's Garden, it's acrylic on fabric. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you and how you were able to create this work.
Yeah, so I love painting, and I also love sewing. I'm a big sewer, and I just am always inspired by fabric, and so I wanted to find a way to combine both of them together, and so that's what I did in this.
And you combined it well to a sense that, yeah, it's not quote-unquote realistic, but it sort of has a playful feel to
it. Yes, yeah. I'm not really a realistic artist. I'm more like the abstract. I love the playfulness of that, and I love bright colors. So I just wanted something bright and fun and just that made people smile.
The pinks and the purples were the theme of the bulbs here on this piece of work. And labor of love. Yeah. I don't want to say, well, I'll ask you. How long did it take you to put this together?
Oh, to be honest, I don't know. I worked at it. Like, I would just be inspired for a while, and I would sit in my studio and work for a few hours, and then I'd go back to it the next day. So I never really counted up how many hours, but it was a lot of piecework, a lot of cutting and putting things together. So, yeah, it took a while.
As you said, you're a sewer,
yeah,
and you're an artist.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the sewing for a minute, because I think to a certain extent that has become a lost, I don't want to say art, but a lot of young girls and boys too, they don't know how to sew. They don't know how to put the thread through the needle, and it's something that maybe we need to go back to.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom taught me how to sew when I was younger, and I've just always had a sewing machine, and I'm just always trying to pick up different things to sew and create, and I love going into fabric stores. So I love all the different colors and textures, and oh, it's just beautiful.
Sewing, not more than just repair. Do you sometimes go... In the past, my mom used to go to the stores to look through the big bins to find a dress to sew together or pants to sew together and all that. Do you do that or not really?
I actually don't really sew like clothing. I do more. Most of my sewing is more like craft work and even art. I mean, that's what I use for my sewing. So
not quilt work?
I do quilts also, yes. My mother-in-law was a fabulous quilter, and she's not with us anymore, but I was so inspired by her. And when she passed away, I was able to get a lot of her fabric and just been super inspired by it. And some of the fabric in the piece is from my mother-in-law's collection. So
you're not thinking about maybe going into the quilt show, are you?
No, I'm not a quilter. Quilting's a little more too precise for me and too much measuring. I like the free part of just using it in my artwork.
Heather Persch, I'm going to need to ask the obligatory question. To the Tulip Time Festival, the Tulip Time experience, what does it mean to you?
Oh, it's just been a part of me growing up. I didn't grow up in Holland, but I grew up in Hudsonville, right around here. I went to Hope College, and so Tulip Time has always been inspiring to me, and I've always been just fascinated with the posters that win every year in the artwork, and I just always wanted to be a part of it. So I took a chance and jumped in. This is my first year doing it, so...
Heather Persch, congratulations on being the People's Choice winner in the 2025 Tulip Time Festival Art Competition. Gertrude's Garden. No, you cannot purchase it. It is already sold. And that, as much as anything, pleases the artist's heart because not only do people appreciate it, somebody appreciate it enough to spend some money. So, again,
I feel honored,
Heather, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
More coverage of the Quality Car Wash Volksparade in a moment. You're listening to the Tulip Time 2025 Festival on 99.7 1450 WHTC, online at WHTC.com and through the WHTC app on your smartphone.